Matt from Wyoming. How are you, man? Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, I'm doing all right. Thank you. Hey, I just wanted to bring up, so I was active duty military during the first shutdown and never missed a check. And I'm retired military now, and I get pension and VA disability. You know, check my account this morning. Money's all there. My question is who in the country right now is looking in their bank accounts and not getting the money that's, I guess, due to them or owed? Is it the elderly? Is it, you know,
we don't know the answer to that. We'll figure it out because it seems to maneuver and move as it goes along. That's a fluid situation. I mean, you know, with this president, I mean, it's not about every time there's a rule in place, he wants to circumvent it. You understand? And then, you know, the opposing party has to take him to court. Some cases are won, some cases are lost, some cases are delayed until later down the line. So we don't really know the answer to that question, which creates a feeling of panic, per se, because when you're able to circumvent rules and regulations, when you're able to circumvent decorum, when, dare I say, you're able to circumvent laws, even if it's for a period of time, the fear that it instills influences human beings and American citizens in this country because it implements panic, because you don't know what the hell's going to happen next. All of a sudden, instead of putting your money in a bank account, we might get to a point where we don't want to do that. We want to hide it under our damn beds. At least we know it's there, assuming our homes don't get robbed. So this is the kind of stuff that we're, this is the kind of times we're living in. And that's what we've got to help and assist one another in eradicating, because we can't continue to have this. We just can't. Appreciate the call, Matt. Thank you so much.